Ìtàn àmúkúwá, ìtọ̀rọ̀ mọ́kúwá, òtítọ́ ni Then God bless them and say unto them, be fruitful fruitful and multiply, fill the heart and subdue
me.
Have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the
air,
and over every living thing that moves on the heart. And God says, see, I have given you every herb that yields seed, which is on the face of the whole the heart. And every tree whose fruit yields seed, so you it shall be for food. Also to every beast of the heart, to every bird of the air, and to everything that creeps on the heart, in which there is life. I have given every green herb for food, and it was so.
And
God saw everything that he had made, and indeed it was very good. So the evening and the morning were the sixth day. When we discuss blessing, many
does
not understand that the blessing of God is superior to money. Money is the least thing out of the blessings of God. Money do follows the blessings of God. Money per se is not the blessing of God. Wherever there is a blessing of God, money will come. But because of our ignorance about God, makes many to think the real blessing of God is money. Now many are seeking great industry to have money. And this makes them poor and extremely wretched. Because a rich man does not mean he's blessed. When we say the blessing of God, my people, be diligent to listen to this word of God. Anyone that has money or any good thing in this world, but have no blessing of God, that does not enjoy it, I can tell you,
it
is a great wretchedness. When you have money and you don't enjoy it, or you have wealth and you don't enjoy it, that husband, wife, or children without enjoying them, I can categorically tell you that is the original wretchedness. Listen, original penury is for one to have something and not enjoy it. Even the one that does not have it, but the one that has and does not enjoy it, that is called wretchedness and penury. And it is the devil that makes one to be like that by our ignorance. Many have positioned himself into that
state,
and that's the reason why many embezzle public funds. That is the reason why many go into money ritual. They never knew the blessing of God to persist money. The devil deceived them. Therefore, you people, I want to discuss with you the blessing of God by which money worships, which money follows. The Bible says the blessing of God prospers without great effort. What is that blessing of God? The blessing of the Lord. When we say the blessing of the Lord,
it
begins from peace, rest, rest of mind, strength, power, sound health, long life, good wife, good husband, good children, happy matrimony, success, victory, having praise. These things, they are the things money do follow. Whenever there is joy, peace, rest of mind, money will surely come there. But wherever there is, there are not these things, even when money is there, you cannot enjoy the money. I'm speaking to you the secret of God's blessings for all men. The things I mentioned here are are the real blessings of God.
Owo ati oro ma nwo tele.
These are the things money and wealth do follow.
Owo ati oro nikan ki dawa.
Money and wealth cannot stand alone.
Owo dawa ki mu ibukun ke ki ko tumo si ibukun Olorun.
When they are alone, that does not mean it is a blessing of God.
Ntani bi ti awon nkan ti mo daruko ifokabale ayo isemi to ba wa.
But whenever there is joy, peace, rest of mind,
ibe ni owo ma wo to.
Something will follow it.
Ibe ni owo ma wo to.
Money will follow such a place.
Ibe ni owo ma ntele.
That is where money goes. If you can diligently observe the place I read to you, we can see like this. In that verse
20,
we are told how God decided to create man. How God created man, male and female. And now we see how God blessed man.
You
multiply, replenish it, have dominion, and be established. Now we see the provision of God for the eating and drinking of man. If you can diligently observe
this,
God said the reason for the creation of man. In Genesis chapter 1, verse 26, all through 31, all through 27 rather, God said the reason for the creation of man. Now God said, if you can fulfill the reason behind this creation, you will not be the one to go after what you will eat. I've already made it available.
So
it is what you eat that will come to you. This is what you will eat and what you will drink. This is how you replenish. These are the children you born. I'll be the one to do it. I'm speaking to you the secret of God, blessing for all men. The secret of God blessing for all men. For all men. I'm speaking to you the secret of God blessing. Now for you to understand the concept of my message, I'll disseminate this message in 3 points. Point 1, secrets of God's blessings for all men. Point 2, storage of God's blessings for all men. Storage. The storage. The storage. That God pours His blessings for all men. The storage I'm speaking about is like opening a bank account. That is what I call the storage. The account God will pour His blessings into you. Under point 3, series of ways for the manifestation of God's blessings on the life of men. May the Lord bless you as you listen to the word. Under point 1, secret of God's blessings for all men. As I've gave you the preamble of my word, under point 1, we consider Genesis chapter 1. Verse 26 to 29. And Genesis chapter 2, verse 15. Deuteronomy 28, verse 1 to 14. I told you the blessing of the Lord. There is God's blessing. As it begins to be yours as from today, there are blessings of God. But God has just not blessed man by accident. There are secrets behind
him.
God does not just pour it upon man.
There
are secrets for each. The blessings of the Lord. There are things by which it follows. There is a vision God gave to man. The blessing of God will follow this vision once you fulfill it. The vision by which God created man. Once you fulfill it. This is a vision vision that the blessing will follow?
Then
what is the vision by which God sent us to the world? The vision by which God creates man. Anyone that fulfills
him,
the blessings of God shall come over him.
Genesis 1:26.
When God decided to create man,
and
then he created, that is the mindset, the motive.
The
reason is for them to have dominion. That is for them to control. Also for them to rule. Like God desires. Not like the desire. Not like the
want.
But as God himself desires.
That
they do accordingly to how he wants them to do. This is the primary assignment of God for man. This is the vision of God for all men. For him to have created
men.
Under this vision, the blessings of God come. You can observe it. And the Lord God said, created man in our image and likeness, that he have dominion. Under that, now he blessed them. Under that, he blessed them. He also drew their attention. Everything they had to feed on, he had made available. Every vegetation I give unto you, and I give you fruitful trees for. In verse 28 and 29, this means God does not create us to go after what you are to
eat.
If you see any man today, you say, I'm looking for what I will eat.
So
the prayer is that we look for what we eat, that we don't meet what we eat
of.
These are wrong, and the prayer of the ignorant. God never created man to look for what he could eat. What God created us for is to control everything he placed under our roof. And once we are controlling as he wants,
he
is the one that will provide what we are going to eat. Look at your children. Look at your child, rather. Whom of your children provides food for himself? I don't want to ask you. Perhaps you woke up in the morning and you see your child about 3 years. He sat on the way and placed his hand on the cheeks. And then you say, what's wrong with you? And then he says he's thinking about what is to
him.
I want to ask you that a
moment.
How will you feel about that word? I know you can even beat him. Are you the one that thought about what you had yesterday? You can ask him, are you the one taking care of yourself? You will beat him.
You'll
be cogitating over that child. What kind of child is this? Because he has been going over your responsibility. Another thing that will happen to the child is this. When he goes to the school, he will not be brilliant because he put on other man's body on himself. What is the responsibility of that child? His responsibility is to please you. Is to do what you desire as his parent. Not his responsibility to look for what is to you. Responsibility to think about what is to him. His son is to do your will and please you. Just to provide what is to eat for him. Just to provide food, cloth, and shelter for him. In the case of man, man to God.
Has
God created man? God never created man for you to pursue what is for him. Before we are created, what we are doing is already available. But it will be made known and be fulfilled once you fulfill the reason for your creation. Look at that verse. In verse 28, then God blessed them and God said to them, be fruitful. That fruitfulness is not by manpower.
Listen,
fruitfulness is blessing of God. Good wife, good husband, good children. It is by God. Many give us nonsense. Because they never knew the secret of God's blessing. Also verse 29. And God said, that beholding me, the things by which your attention can be drawn to, is the things you've done, the things you have already established. But you never know. Now you draw his attention to him. God was telling Adam, that behold, if you are dominating and controlling and ruling like I want, if you are pleasing my desire, behold, I've given you vegetations and the fruitful trees, which means the best food ever in the world. This is the secret for God's blessings for all men. God never creates us to look after money. He never creates us to look after what we are to him. He never creates us to look for shelter. All the things God has provided available for us. If we can fulfill his vision for creating us, God never created us for the reason of our food and water. God created us for dominion, ruling and controlling. Dad and mom, if we can do that, God has provided everything we need and it will come to us. That is why it is done systematically. God made Moses to write it systematically. Verse 26. Tells about the vision for the creation of man. And verse 28 and 29. Tells about the provision of blessing once you fulfill the mission. There is blessing under fulfilling the vision. If you fulfill the vision, there is already provision under it. There is provision there. That a man, brothers and sisters, you are the one troubling yourself. You don't do what you ought to do. Secret of God's blessing for all men. That is what I'm explaining and talking to you about. Also the book of Deuteronomy. Chapter 28. I'm reading verse 1. Now it shall come to pass, if you diligently obey the voice of the Lord your God, to observe carefully all his commandments, which I command you today, that the Lord your God will set you high above all the nations of the earth, and all this blessing shall come upon you and overtake you, because you obey the voice of the Lord your God. And now you check further. All through from verse 1 to 14. Observation I have there is that there is no money there. The blessings God has been talking about deals with peace, rest of mind, replenishing in children, good wives, enlargement of our occupation, which deals with victory, deals with support, deals with enlargement. This thing, and now the secret is verse 1 and 2. God never said, if you can also over your job. God never said, if you can work day and night. He never said if you can walk vigorously. But what he said was this. If you can diligently obey the voice of the Lord your God. What is the voice? To obey his commandments and do it. That means to do his will. To please him. To do what he desires. To rule according to all his desires. Now it shall turn to bless him for you like this. You have rest of mind in the future. You have rest of mind in the farm, you have peace. The children in your womb will come to bless him. You will not born children that will be stoning you. You born will not children that will be into sickness. You will not have children without glory. The fruit and the product of your ground and the increase of your heart. Blessed be your basket and your work and your leading bow. I'm speaking to you. I want you to observe it. The place where God placed that blessing. Many thought it was job. Job alone. Or chance. You say work and chance brings blessing. But you can see now. You work and work and do chance. Truly you have the money, but you have no rest of mind. Truly you have the money, but you have no peace. Truly you have built an house, have children and wife, but you have no joy over what you've gotten. That shows that it is wretchedness. There is difference between not having something. Another thing is to have it and not enjoy it. Not having it is better than having it and not enjoying it. The one that has something and does not enjoy it is a great wretchedness. And I'm talking about the causes of this. The devil defeats man through that. When you don't do the will of God, I say importantly, you must have money and wealth. Now God will permit some people to succeed over. You can see that my blessing is more than that. That's the reason why many build houses for others to live in. Never enjoy the house before you die. We have money, create many things, but never enjoy it. Listen, I'm speaking about a secret. God called Adam and said, behold. If you can fulfill the vision behind your creation, all the things you have to eat and
use.
The Lord repeated it for the Israelites in the house of Moses. If you can diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord your God and observe carefully to his commandments, the blessings shall come over you. It shall come over your job. Number 3, Gospel according to Matthew, chapter 16, verse 24. It reads
though.
No one can serve two masters. For either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will be loyal to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. Therefore, I say to you, do not worry, that is anxiety about your life, that's your body, about what you eat or what you will drink,
nor
about your body, what you will put on. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothing? Look at the backs of the hair. For the night
after,
nor reed, nor gather into
bags.
Yet your heavenly Father, are you not of more value than they? Which of you by worrying can add one cubit to his
stature?
So why do you worry about clothing? Consider the lily, the lilies of the field.
Be what in dagger,
how they grow,
what he says,
deny that toy, deny that toy.
Only one key,
neither toy,
bear any one key,
nor spin.
Mo wi fun yin pe
yet I said
a ko se Solomon ni kaka ni oso ninu gbogbo ogo re to bi okan wonyi
ninu Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like
that. E je bi Olorun ta wo koriko ibe ni aso be.
Now if God so clothed the grass of the field.
Eyi ti o wa loni.
Which today is.
Ti a si da sinu ina lola.
And tomorrow is thrown
into the whole world. Ki yo fi le wonyi ni aso.
Will he not much more.
Eyi oni tagbo kekere.
Oh you of little faith.
Eyi oni kekere igbagbo.
Oh you of little faith.
Ewa ko oni ni tori na.
Therefore.
E mo se si ami.
Do not worry, saying what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear. For after all these things, the Gentiles that are called blessing, for your heavenly Father knows that you need all these things. Therefore, seek for the kingdom of God and His righteousness. All these things shall be handed unto you. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow. For tomorrow we worry about his own things. Sufficient for the day is for his own trouble. Besides what God spoke through the mouth of Moses, look at what the Lord Jesus said. Jesus gave us a caution here. We don't need to worry about our food, clothing, and shelter. God has not created us to have this anxiety. But for us to do is
will.
For us to establish the dominion and the kingdom of God. The righteousness is the truthfulness. To make the truthfulness of the kingdom to be established. To reflect the characters of God on
earth.
That is what he asked us to pursue, do, and do not do. Another interpretation is to control for God and to establish the control of God. Now Jesus said, every other thing shall be added to us. In Genesis chapter 1 that we read earlier, and this Deuteronomy chapter 28 and the Matthew chapter 6 we read, we can see that the blessings, the blessings of God that can be mentioned.
Hallelujah.
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 The blessings of God
that
can be called the blessings of God.
It's
not under the effort of man by carnal
works.
God deposited it in the doing of
His will.
Another observation here of the blessings of God. God's silver, money, or wealth were not mentioned. The reason why they were not mentioned
is
God, silver, money are little of the blessings of God. Money, wealth, gold and silver cannot be alone. They cannot stand alone as part of God's blessings. Another observation, the second one. Fulfilling the vision of our creation. In fulfilling the creation, there is blessing. Not on our worriness. Not on our effort. Not on our anxiety. Not on that. But on fulfilling the reason for the creation. The reason is to do His will. To dominate
our
control everything accordingly at once. How are you controlling your wife? Is it according to the will of God? How do you control your children? How do you react to your husband? How do you relate to the people under you, your inferior? This will make the blessings of God to come over you. This is for the blessings of God. This is for God's blessing. Your heart is not at rest. You never had rest. You have no peace. Because you never know the joy of
God.
You never experience the blessing of God. Once the blessing of God comes, when you do the will of God, the joy of the Lord will come. Rest of mind will come. Peace will come. Strength will come. Power will come. Long life will come. You have the hope for your future. And this will take every of your endeavor to succeed. Now money will follow you. Money will follow you. Different from an ordinary man pursuing money. Different from an ordinary man pursuing the things of the world. Am I lighting the blessings of God for you? Anyone that keeps doing the will of God, the Lord will pour his blessings over him. The blessing of God. When you walk a
little,
you will walk in rest. You walk in peace. And the blessing of God will come. And that is why you say the blessings of God. Let's want to prosper without great effort. Without great effort. We have that many companies all around. But you have no rest of mind. You have an assistant that carries your telephones around. There is no rest, no peace for you, money, even at night. What happened is this? That is wretchedness per se. You have no rest. You have no peace. You have no peace. You say, won't they destroy your company in Lagos? Won't they do this, that? How about this?
Oh my,
because you never know the secret. Now I'm considering point two. Point two. Storage of God's blessing for man.
A
storage. That is an account. That you can open. The account you can open. And God will pour his blessing there.
You know where Genesis is.
Genesis chapter 2 verse 15. Then the Lord God took the man and put him in the garden of Eden to tend and keep him. I want you to be diligent that the Spirit of the Lord has purchased this for all. You must be able to differentiate between Genesis 1 verse 26 and Genesis 2 verse 15. Genesis 1, verse
26.
Tell us about what God desires I will do for him.
That's
what I want you to do for me. What I want you to do for me. I want you to be controlling the world like I want. And once you are controlling it like I want, you do this for yourself. And that's what you're doing for yourself. There I will put my blessing for you. You just do it a little. That is what I call the account. I call it the account. That is where I will put my blessing. That is where I will put the blessing. I'm speaking to you. The work God sent us. There is work of God that
he
sent us. We have our own job that we do. Now that our own job that we are doing, the final call of it is not the one that brings the blessing of it. The blessing of it that God used to repay is the work of God.
It
is the work of the Lord. The work of the Lord is a spinal call to your carnal jaw.
How
it means what you are doing as your profession, that's your profession. It's like you open a bank account. You open a bank account. That whenever you are working, the money will pay there. Money will pay there. God has told him and provided everything you have to eat. Provided everything you have to drink. Even I blessed you that you multiply. And now you place him in the garden. Dress it, keep it. He placed him in the garden. How can I even explain further? He placed him in the garden. Why not place Adam in the forest? He never placed him in the forest. That means he gave him an easier profession. Gavin is different from the forest. Gavin is a designed place where good things are planted. That was where God placed Adam. Anyone that is to have
family
will live in dressing and keeping like they are devoted to him. Anyone that wants to go for farming in the forest, he will cultivate. He will approve. He will make it. He will plant. After about five things like that, now you will try to be cultivating along and be harvesting. All the five things like farming, like uprooting, like burning, like making it, and planting. God did all those five things for Adam.
The
only place that address it and keep it. That's what you are doing. You are the one troubling yourself. Because you have misplaced the will of God. That's what you are doing. Just said do it. Land it very well. Land the mastery but by the means I want to bless you is to do my will. Also Deuteronomy chapter 28 verse 8, the Lord will command a blessing on you in your storehouse and in all which you set your hand. That. Verse 1, we make him to make the commandment. He will make commandments over you. Over your life, that life by which you used to reflect God. It has become a that thing you are doing, the profession you are hitting. The Lord will command blessings over you. That means it will multiply. In that multiplication, we will multiply with rest, with peace. With joy, it will bring it over you. And by that, you keep on doing it. And now, when you proceed, money will follow that. Wealth will follow that. I'm speaking to you. He will command blessing on you. He will command blessing on you. Listen to this. When you have opened an account in the bank, there are certain procedures for you to go, for you not to be blocked.
So
that the money deposited or sent will be there. And for you to withdraw and the money will be getting in. As we have the plans and protocols of making bank accounts, you must establish it very well. It's just like an account. God asks you to open it. God asked you to open the account. Now this is how to open it. You must learn that work to mastery. You must learn it to professionalism. You must know everything that entails it. You must be a professional there. You must establish it rightly and do in correspondence to how God desires. By this God will bring the blessing. Not for you to get later to a place of work. Not your effort. Look up here. Many believe that if not that the day is closing, many wouldn't have gone away from
marriage.
If not God's provision for midnight, many would walk all the days of his life.
The
devil has blindfolded and hindered him. He thought work is money, but it's not so. The secret for the blessing of God has a message. Your effort at your work is not the same. It is the Lord that does it. It is the Lord that does it. It is the Lord that does it. It is only when you fulfill the vision of your creation that God will command it on you. And the place where He will command it is your endeavor. And when you establish it very well, therefore our life that pleases God, God will command blessing on all. And our profession that we establish according to the will of God, God will command the blessing of
me.
The secret of God's blessing for all men. You don't need to go into church. You don't need to go into ritual.
Due
to money ritual, you are the one destroying the world. You are the one disrupting the world. You are the one lopsiding the economy of the world. And it's the devil deceiving you. You are the most wretched human being. The one with the money ritual is very wretched. He will have the money, but he will not enjoy it. Because money per se is not the blessing of God. What you ought to do is to know God and please Him.
That
and mom, brothers and sisters, I'm speaking to you. The blessing of God can come over you today. You can begin to enjoy the blessings of God. Good wife, good husband, good children. They are blessings of God. When you have left your God behind now, now you are just laboring here and there. That's why you marry a maltreating husband. You marry the maltreating wife. You marry the gorilla as a husband. You marry the gorilla as a husband. You married married, you both married children. God said replenish. And there's a reason. Where He placed that replenishing. If you are to give birth to a godly children, you have to fulfill the vision for your creation. If you are to have a godly husband or wife, you have to fulfill the reason behind your creation. Dad and mom, brothers and sisters, I'm speaking to you. Secret for God's blessing. Secret for God's blessing. Look at the way you marry, you get a wife, you have no joy. Many even have no long life. That is poverty. The blessing of God, the blessing of God begins from peace. Rest, rest of mind, rest of mind, rest of mind, joy, 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 good wife, good husband, is God that does
those,
not bleaching, not fashion, not catwalking. Catwalking around the street will lead you to a maltreating husband. That waywardness will hit you. That evil life you are living can make you have a bad husband, can make you have bad wife, can make you have bad children. Listen. Secret for God's blessing. Secret for God's blessing. Secret for God's blessing. If you want to have good money, money that is divine, it's in the place of rest. It's the place of peace of mind. It follows rest. It follows peace. It follows joy. It follows peace. The money and blessing that is of God, it follows gladness, joy innerly. This one, the hope for the future. That and mom, brothers and sisters,
only said that
the work you are doing is just an ordinary account. And anyone that has not established
his bank
well, it's like anyone that has not opened his bank account well. And when you establish it well,
it
is not even a good establishment that will bring something there. But you are commanded to open it. But when you do the will of your Creator, that one that creates you,
you
will be the one to drop money there. You only do accordingly, normally. You do normally. The time you go to work, you go there. The time you're supposed to leave, you go to church, to listen to the word of God, you go there. Not just Monday to Sunday, but work alone. That's not it. You do everything appropriately. You have opened an account. That account per se is not a blessing. But your life, the way you can do your life to fulfill the will of God, is what will prepare God to drop his blessing over your life and your endeavor. Now I'm led to point three. Because of our time. Series of ways for the manifestation of God's blessings on the life of man. And considering Deuteronomy chapter 28 verse 1, when we say the blessings of God manifest in one's life, I don't say you just have money or not. The worldly people that have money that God never blessed, you see that he will never have joy over that thing. He will have a stain and cruel
appearance.
When he smiles, it is a pretense. Because God never gives him the money. He searches by labor. Or maybe God just fooled him. That he said, you're not worshiping me, not doing my will. Go do whatever you have to do. God wants to show himself to him. For those God blessed by himself, these are the way he manifests himself for them. Their mind will be at rest. With the rest of mind, they will do all things. This rest of mind is inner rest. It will give inner strength. Inner strength because of success. Upliftment is there. And this rest of mind is not by wisdom, not by power. It is God that does it. Inner joy, you will have inner joy, the joy of the heart. Another thing, the blessings of God about rest. Having rest, the blessings of God do manifest by peace. You will have peace. In your body, even with your Creator, peace with men, and peace in your and sound health. I'm speaking to you. You will build a house and you will enjoy it. You will have money and enjoy it. You will have wife and enjoy it. You will have husband and enjoy it. You will have children and enjoy them. You possess good things and you enjoy them. Enjoying the good things God gave to you. The blessing of God will manifest like that. Blessing of God brings progress. In joy. In rest of mind. In joy and gladness. The blessings of God. In long life. To benefit what you have done. God will show his blessing in one's life. He will long your life. He will long your life. God will manifest his blessing over man by making things easier for you. Not that you be in difficulty and labor. Genesis 2 verse 15. the Lord God created Adam and placed him in the garden of Eden. He said, dress and keep it. Dress and keep it. God will take away that laborious job over your life. God will change that slavery job you are into. The blessing of God manifests in success through
easiness.
Manifests in having favor whenever you get to. It manifests when you lay your hands on little things, it will grow. It will grow. It will grow. That's the blessing of God. And with end
it,
the blessing of God. Proverbs chapter 10, verse 20. Proverbs chapter 10, verse 22.
It
says, the blessing of the Lord makes one rich, and he has no sorrow with it. The blessing of the Lord makes one rich. That means the blessing of the Lord itself. That is what money follows. Brings up enlargement of job, peace of mind, rest, peace, joy. If you can make your life pleasable to God, the Lord will bring it over you and even over everything you lay your hands upon. God, don't misinterpret my words. I'm not saying you do not keep working, I say this comprehensively, that the work you are doing, you have your whole profession. There is another thing that God wants you to do for him. That was what God wants you to do for him on the earth. You must carry it. What I'm saying is that once you keep doing it, God will now bring blessing over your life. And the blessing will manifest over the thing you lay your hand upon. The thing you need to do there is to establish your job very well. Establishing the job very well is not the one to bring the blessing. Doing the will of God is the one to bring the blessing. Fulfilling the mission of your destiny will bring the blessing. And I've explained the way by which the blessing manifests. You will become enlarged without difficulty. You become enlarged, established, favor of God, peace of mind, rest, joy, rest of mind, joy, gladness. They will come over you. They will come over your life. Brothers and sisters, the time and the heart. The time and the heart. The blessing of the Lord makes one to prosper without foreigners. God gives good husband, not hearing. Not hearing that looks like the tire of a cycle. It will only give you a maltreating husband. God gives good husband. God gives good wife, not just tiny trouble you are putting on. Not farming your year will give you good wife. No good children cannot come by your effort and wisdom. You cannot have them by fashion. God has given peace, joy, and rest of mind. The effort of man cannot do them. God can, when you are tempted, God can have you to have money. But you cannot by your own wisdom
have
you. You cannot by your own power and effort have less. You cannot by your own power and effort have joy. It is God that brings those ones that are the presence of God. Once you possess all these things that have come over you, it will enlarge your occupation without labor. They are God's blessing. If you have money and not have rest, you are depressed. So that you no more be wretched. So that you no more be part of the wretched man. God has God give you the privilege to listen to this word. That is why God give you the privilege to listen to this word. Can you rise up to your feet now and begin begin to submit yourself before the Lord. To fulfill the mission of your destiny. Your wisdom cannot fulfill you. Your power cannot do that. God sent just a man to the world to save you.
God, I need Jesus.
His name Jesus Christ. He was sent to the world to save you, to help you. Want to give your life to him? Let's drop your hands and begin to call on him. Ask him to come into your life. Invite him into your life. That you are ready to give your life to him. That you are ready to receive him into your life. Close your eyes and keep telling the Lord. He will send his spirit into your life. He will send his spirit into your life. And now he will make impotent the spirit of
blessing.
Close your eyes and keep telling the Lord. Open the door of your heart. The Lord does not want you to be blessed again. He wants to make you rich. He wants to make you blessed. He wants to prosper you. Secret of God's blessing. Secret of God's blessing. God has not created you to look for food and water. He has made it. He has provided it. He has made it available for you. He has provided it for you. Just to do the will of God. You can see. Rise up to your feet. As I'm saying, the worship of praying. You are the one looking for what to eat. That's why you are eating the food that belongs to goats, food that belongs to dogs. That's why you eat and you purge everything. That's why you eat and does not function in your body. If God has purchased food for you, you will eat and it will function on your body. You will eat and it will stand on your body. You will eat and it will function on your body. Don't look for what you eat again. Stop looking for what you eat again. Change your prayer point. I'm going for my daily bread. We are looking for what we eat. Don't let us allow what you eat. Leave such prayer points. Say, Lord, give me the power to do your will. Give me the power to do your will. Your will be done on earth as it is done in heaven. Give us this is our daily bread. It doesn't say seek for him. Give us. Other doing the will of God. Keep saying it, say, Lord, I give my life to you. Listen, close your eyes. It is only in Jesus that you can listen to something like this. Close your eyes and give your life to the Lord. Lord, I give my life to you. I give my life to you. I give the control of my life to you. I give the control of my life to you. In Jesus' name, our Lord.
Bí Ọlọ́run ti fún yín ní orí ọ̀fẹ́ tó yọ̀ ǹda fún yín láti wà lábẹ́ ìwà.
As God give you the grace of your
life in the spirit. Bí ẹ ti ń pinnu láti jọ̀wọ́ ayé
mi. And as you are deciding to give your life to the Lord.
Lórúkọ Jésù Olúwa gbà yín.
The Lord save you.
Ẹ̀mí mímọ́ wọ inú ọkàn yín. Ẹ̀mí mímọ́ gbàkóso ayé yín. Oyè ìgbàgbọ́ yóò sì bẹ̀rẹ̀ sí yé yín.
Gbogbo
bẹ́ẹ̀ kò sì rí
bẹ́ẹ̀. Jésù
Olúwa
dominate for you,
Lord.
To control for you,
Lord.
To rule for you,
Lord.
Lord, release for me. Never let me lose
the vision. Don't allow me to
lose the vision. Open your mouth.
Don't
allow me to lose
the vision.
Open your mouth.
Don't allow me to lose the vision.
Open your mouth. Don't
allow me to lose the vision. Open your mouth. Don't allow me to lose
the
vision. Open your mouth. Don't allow me
to lose
the vision. Open
your mouth. Don't allow me to lose the vision. Open your mouth. Don't
allow me to
lose the vision. Open your mouth.
Don't allow
me to lose the vision. Open If you can do it,
yes,
please,
me.
I will come and bless you over your house, over your life.
Sorry,
over
the job.
Keep us the kingdom of God. Don't make anxiety about what you will eat. Don't worry about the food you put on. Don't worry about what you will drink.
Keep
us the kingdom of God.
Right
job.
darkness, every other
love for
you.
Lord,
you the grace of God.
Let me be able to fulfill my destiny.
Only by taking the moon and Jesus' name, our Lord.